Hey, hey, hey. Welcome to WMFO 91.5 Medford, and welcome to the first inaugural episode of the new hit show, Who's On First? This is your DJ for the 2 o'clock hour, David Meyer. To brief you on how this is going to work, Who's On First is the show that always has the who on first, and you'll have to stay tuned to find out what's on second. As for third, I don't know. I also have a guest on today, my lovely first guest, who both friends and loved ones alike would call great, fantastic, and also Anna. They call her that as well. But she's on later. I'm nervous. I'm excited. But everyone knows this was the next logical step because I really do love having the aux cord. So now I've just got a radio show. Anna is nodding. You can't see her. Just like my shuffled phone, this radio show has everything from the mainstream to the tributaries. That is a joke about rivers. So I learned that in Dynamic Earth. This is going to start off on the older side, but newer stuff later. So first, going to start off with the segment Who's On First, the title of this entire radio show. And a quick first story about the Who to get you psyched up like I am. They helped define classic rock, and this song particularly was their first performance in America, 1967, on a TV show called the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour. After the performance, they, as they usually did, destroyed their amps and instruments, which was super sick. Pete Townsend's guitar smash, legendary. But then Keith Moon, the original drummer of The Who, also filled his bass drum with cherry bombs, which are small explosives, and exploded the drum set at the end, lighting the guitarist's hair on fire and also knocking out the entire studio. And it was just awesome. You can find it on YouTube. As they say in Britain, where The Who are from, I assume they say bad arse. I think that's the correct term. But this is a song about being young, being free, and just being dope. It's a little song by The Who called My Generation, and I'll play it for you in 1 second. Anna, do you have anything to say to the visitors?
I'm just very excited to be here with David, and his shuffle on his phone is going to really, truly impress you and bring back some really great songs that you probably have forgotten about.
Well, that is an honor. Here we are with the first song, My Generation.
What we all say. I'm not trying to cause a big sensation. I'm just talking about my generation. What we all trying to cause a big sensation. Just talking about my generation. Cause we could get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things ain't too awful cold.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old.
Talking about my generation.
Talking about my generation.
So that was the first segment of Who's On First, and it went almost seamlessly. Next up is What's On Second. By the way, if you don't understand what this is referencing, it's an old Abbott and Costello skit, and yes, deep down I am 60 to 80 years old. What's On Second is the segment where I play a song that has what in the title of the song, which is actually a challenge, yet there are more than you think. But so we're going to start off the first What's On Second. I'm happy to be here. So let's start it off with something nice. This is probably one of the nicest songs ever. Thanks for listening and supporting me. Here we are.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. Much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
So that was probably, I think, one of the nicest songs ever, and the wonderful Louis Armstrong singing What a Wonderful World. That song reminds me of my Papa Hank, partially because of the song, but partially because of Louis' smile, which is grinning at me from the cover of the album. If you took a sunny day, translated it into music and a grin, it'd be Louis Armstrong singing What a Wonderful World. Speaking of sunny days, did you hear the one about the DJ whose inspiration was feeling under the weather? He couldn't do anything with his music. I came up with that during one of my training sessions. Anna is not laughing. The best part is I have a small script with me, and I wrote down Anna's not laughing because I knew she wouldn't. Next up is I Don't Know on Third. And that's the final segment that has a bit along with it. For this segment, I shuffled my phone, and I have to choose the song from the top five clean songs of the shuffle. I can't play any explicit songs out here corrupting the youth and such. That's the job of the internet. So this week's I Don't Know on Third, the song is Poison's Talk Dirty to Me.
But I like it. attracted to me.
Now that is a song. First, the other options for I Don't Know on third were Somewhere That's Green from the Little Shop of Horrors Broadway show, The Lucky Ones by Logan Statz, Overdid It by Adam Sanders, and Window by JTM featuring Ali Shields. Hope you enjoyed the first I Don't Know on third. Now we've got even more fun, because just like an X-ray, this show gives you an interview. It's time for an interview. Here with me today is my first guest, is a woman of many names and more talents. It's Anna. I had her pick one of the lists I found on questions online. She unknowingly chose an article from lemonade.com that lists 52 questions to bring you closer together. And then I asked for some random numbers and found that those correlating questions were in the article. Finally, I have one surprise of my own. We're going to start with these and see where they lead us, hopefully, on an adventure of self-discovery and friendship. First question, Anna. Well, first off, thank you for being here and being my guest.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. If you could take a year-long paid sabbatical, what would you do?
Well, I kind of already did that as I took a gap year.
Yeah, I thought it was a little ironic that this came to mind.
This is reality for me.
But you've got part two now, let's say.
Oh,
theoretically.
Oh, let's go.
You get another one.
So, I'm thinking part of it is travel, part of it is doing something productive for society, maybe. I recently had a life crisis during my Math of Social Choice class.
Love it. Been there.
And was thinking about just getting out of here and moving to Australia. So maybe I'd do that for half a year. See, like, whether I'd be actually good at surfing if I did it every day.
Hmm.
Everyone looks happy there.
Yeah.
Even though they don't prescribe to the corporate culture that we have here.
Yeah, well,
I've had a lot of thoughts about this. I'm not going to get into that here.
Yeah, Australia's kind of like if What a Wonderful World played every day.
Yeah,
you know?
It's What a Wonderful World in a country / continent? Question.
Yes.
I know.
Period.
Geography. So I would go there for a while. There's a ton of traveling that there is to be done on
Absolutely.
That side of the world. So I would want to do that. And then for the other part of my paid sabbatical, I'm really not sure. I feel like there are things that I would want to do that probably, like job-wise, that I would probably never be able to actually support my lifestyle with.
Oh.
So I'm sure you understand.
You're taking my answer, because I was going to say if I had a year-long paid sabbatical, I'd probably just stay home forever, like just go grocery shopping and make my own food, because I'd actually be getting paid, so I'd need that money to support me as I am going into a field where I won't be making money.
That's honestly a really great answer for that.
Yeah,
because I feel like I'd take the other half and like actually make my body a temple, but that it has never been in my 22 years of life.
My body's a temple, but not many people come to pay their respects, is all I'm going to say.
Yeah, well, so I'm thinking, like, take all those expensive workout classes, like, go to Whole Foods every day,
yeah.
Eat out, have a time, just kind of live my best life that has kind of not very much substance behind it. But
Whole Foods.
Maybe I'd go like teacher training for yoga, find my zen.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Realign those chakras.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's ready.
I'll tell you, Whole Foods has underrated pizza, and not what you're supposed to get there.
So not underrated.
Is it not?
Talking to
I know you share my opinion, but we're definitely the upstarts on the Whole Foods pizza train.
It's like Whole Foods and Costco pizza. Yeah. People sleep on Costco pizza.
Costco, generally greatest deals in that food court. Sorry,
absolutely. Side.
What do you value most in a friendship is the second question you chose by accident.
I would say, I know this sounds kind of cliche, but loyalty, I guess.
Yeah.
I think it's very important for friends to have high expectations for each other, and to sort of go above and beyond, like, being there for someone.
Yeah.
Which I honestly think that not a lot of people think about on their day-to-day lives. And I've really gotten to the point at Tufts where I'm like, wow, I have some pretty dope friends because they do that for me. And they know what to do, even if it's not what I think I need. But they do it for me anyway. And I'm like, yep, you're right. This is exact. It's like, you never know you want a Diet Coke until you have it. And you're like, this is what I've been craving all year.
All year?
Yep.
Wow, you were really just thirsty for a long time.
Yeah.
One of your friends, if they were that good at anticipating, probably should have gotten you a Coke by now. But yeah, that's great. I do. Well, I mean, we're friends and we have a lot of mutual friends. So
indeed,
I'm just going to say that they are great friends and I'm a fan. Number three, it's funny. These are just goofy. But what are you curious about in the world in at Tufts? It could be as big or as small a thing. What are you curious about?
I've actually, the past like half year, have really hit like an existential, like long-term existential crisis.
Yeah.
Partially sparked by a class I took abroad. It was my philosophy and film class.
Uh-huh.
Where I truly just, my mind got boggled every week.
Yeah.
And it's just like the general scale of life. I know this is very broad and not conducive to any answer, but things that I think about in my free time.
Yeah.
Like the scale of things where you like get so enveloped in your own life and all of your problems. I feel like sometimes I try to take a step back and I'm like, wow, this world is so big. And then I get stressed about the 500 other million things that are going on
in
the planet.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, but wait, are we living in a simulation? So,
wow. Did this just turn into the Joe Rogan podcast radio show? Because we were just on that edge.
Yeah. So that, I guess that's what I'm curious about. Are we in a simulation? Like, what is the scale of the world?
I would be curious to find out too. And whoever it is, I would have some choice words for the simulators, just on like minor things.
I feel like they could have made my life better if this was a simulation.
They could have made it better, but I'm also not complaining in terms of the other fake lives that they would have made. Myself the unluckiest, luckiest man in the world, as we say.
But also, like, if you think about it, if you're in a simulation, are you the only person and everyone else is part of the simulation?
That's a great question. I couldn't tell you. I'm sure the simulators could, were we to ever meet them.
Yeah, that's my
that's
thing
that's
I'm
what you're curious about.
About.
Okay. If anyone was wondering, I'm curious about what happened to Sour Altoids.
Oh,
those things were absolutely incredible. I can't imagine the demand was so low that they decided to not make them anymore. And I would just like to say that whoever's selling them on eBay and or Amazon, etc., where whatever site I saw it on for hundreds of dollars, that's very rude and disappointing. At the same time, I totally get it because I would almost pay for that.
I'm looking it up right now.
You're looking it up? Well, but then that's your journey, not mine, Anna. I'm the one who's curious about it. Although, did I spark curiosity?
Absolutely.
Also, while we're at it, I applied to a TEDx talk, so find out if I get it eventually. But if I don't, it is about navigating life curiously in a time when modern agencies and conventions have made it way too easy to become complacent in our search for adventure.
Whoa.
Yeah. You didn't see that coming, did you? WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. All right, Anna. Next question. The final one that you chose, but not the final one I'm going to ask you.
Oh, boy.
How do you like to be comforted when you're upset? And I thought this was a very fun one for you. This will be a blast.
See, I feel like there are different types of upset that we have going on.
Yeah.
The other week, actually, I was upset. It was actually this week. Let's be real.
Yeah.
It was this week. And my dear friend Emily went to Lindell's, one of Barack Obama's favorite bakeries.
I did not know
Fun
that.
Fun fact, he gets his birthday cake from there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Barack Obama, shout out to Shy.
Yeah. She went to Lindell's and bought me chocolate cake and brought me chocolate cake. So,
remember when we talked about great friends?
Yes, that is the
definition.
This
applies to this question as well.
I did not know I needed a Lindell's chocolate cake, but I certainly ate the entire thing in one sitting in Andrea's car.
Amazing.
I didn't even use utensils. I just... It's actually like kind of small, so I don't sound as disgusting, but it's like I just have respect. Portion controlled a piece of heaven. So
fantastic.
That's one form of comfort. Food, yeah. Always comforting.
Valid.
We're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have friends who are great at comforting, but can't be around crying people, which is very often myself.
Yeah.
In case anyone's wondering. I'm inspired by, there's this, I was on Ellen when Kristen Bell was on Ellen.
Uh-huh.
And they were talking about sloths, which is also a topic very close to my heart.
Yes, love sloths, love Kristen Bell.
Yeah. She explained that there's an emotional scale of 1 to 10, she's above a 6 or 7, like happiness, crying. Below a 4, sadness, angry, whatever, upset, crying. And I feel like that's entirely applicable to me. As I cry literally every episode of The Great British Bake Off, and I think that is something special about myself.
Yeah.
But my friends who are uncomfortable with crying people have gotten a lot better about it and just like literally have me sit in their bed and let me fall asleep.
That's great.
So that's another form of comfort.
You just are a baby.
I am.
Because you cry and then they're like, we don't know what to do because we're new parents, and then they just let you fall asleep in their bed. That sounds like an infant.
Exactly.
I love that.
I am an infant. I'm baby.
Also, Emily just introduced me to great food last night. Went to Dave's Fresh Pasta and stuff.
Have you never been to Dave's?
I had never been to Dave's before.
That's whack. I'm not going to lie, I've been
like
Dave's
is in Davis Square.
Yeah.
My name is David. So David and Dave's in Davis Square was just an adventure. And it was really good. Yeah. It was pretty incredible. If you look on BuzzFeed, there's an article about the best sandwiches in each state. Dave's actually won that for Massachusetts, but it's also how much can you trust it? Because there's no way this person went to every state and tried every sandwich.
What if that was your job, though?
Well,
that's what I would do in my paid sabbatical. I would be a food critic.
It'd be your new Netflix show.
Oh my god! Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'd be like
I'm
Dave Chang or
now.
Guy Fieri or any of that.
I would love to be Guy Fieri.
Yeah.
That would be quite the life.
That I mean, who can complain?
No one.
Yeah. All right, this last question I came up with recently, and I thought it'd be a fun one to finish off this first interview with. If a celebrity was switching into your body for 2 weeks, you do not get to switch lives with them. It's not Freaky Friday. It's just they are in your body now, and they control you for 2 weeks. Who would you want to switch into? Like, who do you trust to not ruin your life and or upgrade it? Maybe they come up with some great idea or make a great song while they're in your body, etc. Who do you trust? Who do you want?
Interesting.
Yeah.
I feel like there are a couple paths I could take here.
All right. Go for them. Go down them.
Either we go like the talent route.
Yeah.
And just have it be like, oh, wow. Anna just wrote this insanely good, like number one Billboard hit song.
Yeah.
Who is this girl?
Mm-hmm.
Surprise, it's Ariana Grande in my body.
Yeah.
Or Normani, honestly, I'd be totally okay
valid,
with that.
Valid, yeah.
Or I'd go for like what kind of energy I think my life would benefit from.
Right. Oh, valid,
which
yeah.
Also could be embodied by Normani. If you haven't seen the video for Motivation, that's kind of like what I wish my life was like. Or we're talking like some Cardi B energy.
Wow.
Some like, I don't,
that's a
I
lot
don't
of energy.
Care. I think I would really benefit from some of that energy in my life, even for just 2 weeks. Just things happen, Cardi would be like, yeah, I don't care. And then I wouldn't even know. And things would happen, and they'd go by because she doesn't care. And I'd come back to my body and be like, wow, my life is such a clean slate.
Wow. Yeah. No, she'd get rid of all that toxic energy. Yeah. She'd cut off. Yeah.
She'd cut people out.
That's...
It'd be great.
That's a good idea. Yeah. I really like your idea of someone who can work out for me, you know?
Oh, yeah.
When you said, like, Normani with the energy, I immediately felt like, oh, maybe... I could get Chris Hemsworth up in here for 2 weeks. Just get me a good start.
My body.
Yeah, just, I mean, 2 weeks isn't a lot, but it's definitely steady improvement.
Just gonna get John Cena in my body, honestly.
Come back and you are just like shredded. Jacked. Yeah, yeah. And hey, maybe you'd get a movie career.
Who knows?
Yeah, I feel bad a little for John Cena because I feel like he was on the prowl for a movie career. And then he saw The Rock is killing it, and he was like, oh, I'm about to kill it as well. And
then he didn't.
Yeah.
He's kind of a meme, which is, like, great for him. He's still doing it.
Yeah. No.
He's
and
those,
you know what?
He's vodka doing swell. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because
I'm not promoting alcohol.
No. We are not promoting any usage. But, yes, he is in those commercials. And you know what? I would also like to be in commercials for things I enjoy. Not to say that he actually does, but...
Yeah.
All right. So now... Well, that was a fantastic interview.
thank
I'm
you
just gonna
for
say
asking
it,
me the questions.
Yes. Thank you for choosing them randomly and going with the flow as you did not know them coming on in. Now it's time for a PSA handpicked by none other than me, who clearly picks basically everything on this show. So this one's... an issue close to my heart because of that meme where you wave to your FBI agent. So this is, why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. That was a message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford. And you know what? I actually do have one of those slidey thingies that you have to cover up your camera. And not that they'd see anything interesting, because it'd just be me watching YouTube and scrolling through Twitter all day.
Another plug for David's YouTube playlists.
Oh, yes.
Some of the best around.
I mean, when it comes to playlists and lists as a whole, these days, I just have to acknowledge that I myself am nailing it. After that first interview, I also asked Anna for some questions. Not some questions. I asked her for some songs that she's loving right now. So Anna chose a few. And because I have ultimate power on the show, if you have not realized that by now, I chose one of the five she sent me. This is a song by a young musical artist that we got to see this summer out in sunny L.A. She's going to blow up. She's from where Anna would like to spend her time if she had that paid sabbatical. This is Benny's new jam, Find an Island.
Find an island far away from me. A shipwreck does the sea where nobody. No search party. Nobody knows but me. Both share a single rope, trying to stay afloat. The treasure that you blew when I was tied to you. We reeled each other in, got caught up in the wind. Our sails they pulled too hard, and we fell off our rock. If our own mistakes are too much to take, if it just won't work and we can find a way, maybe our maps go different ways, go different ways. Find an island far away from me. A shipwreck that's the sea where nobody goes, no search party. Nobody knows but me. Find an island far away from me. A shipwreck that's the sea where nobody goes. No search party. Nobody knows but me. Find an island. Find an island.
on the rocks. No longer want to know where you make plans to go. I built this boat to land. You chose to move too fast. A storm has swept right through and washed away your view. If our own mistakes are too much to take, if it just won't work and we can find a way, maybe our maps go different ways, go different ways. Found an island far away from me, a shipwreck that's the sea, where nobody goes, no search but deep, nobody knows but me. Found an island far away from me, a shipwreck that's the sea, where nobody goes, no search but deep, nobody knows but me. If it just won't work and we can't find a way, maybe our maps go different ways, go different ways. Find an island far away from me, a shipwreck that's the sea, where nobody goes, no search but deep, nobody knows but me. Find an island far away from me, a shipwreck that's the sea, where nobody goes, no search but deep.
That was Benny's Find an Island. Great song, great track. Makes me feel like I'm on an island, tropically basking in the sun, which it's been gorgeous out these few days. So for the rest of the show, I'm just going to play some songs that I love. Songs that I sing to in my room, I sing to in the shower, or I sing on empty streets. And that, my friends, is called poetry. So up next, we've got an amazing track from an album that really changed the game for women in hip-hop. And this is the fantastic Lauryn Hill covering Can't Take My Eyes Off of You.
Refugee camp, conspiracy theory, why? Yeah, why? You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. And long last love has arrived. And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Caught in the way that I stare, there's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. I wanna hold you so much. At long last love has arrived. And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
Okay. Oh, pretty baby.
That was the incredible and incomparable Lauryn Hill, who sings like a... There it is. That's incomparable for you. I'd like to say that I am honored to have actual listeners, and I appreciate your feedback, and I love you very much to everyone out there listening. Up next is a fun one for the kids, but probably a more fun one for the adults. Here it is, The Contours with Do You Love Me?
You broke my heart, 'cause I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down.
That is always a blast. That's one of my favorites. Goes with Shout in the pantheon of I'm just going to twist. This next song is actually very cool to me for reasons besides the song, which is good. Alexander 23, up-and-comer in the music game, performed at Lollapalooza and is now coming on tour. He's actually going to come to Boston, but I know him as that guy who was a senior when I was a freshman at Deerfield High School. Alexander 23, Alexander, you are killing it, and we are all proud of you from the North Shore Chicago suburbs. So here is See You Later, Alexander 23's newest single.
But I can't afford to miss this fight. I paid money I don't have just to see your face for the night. I don't wanna leave, but to stay would only make it worse. Sometimes the only way to get over hurt is to hurt. It's not make it by. But it don't feel like see you later when we're both crying. In this broke down elevator, I know you're scared, cause I'm scared too. You're only mine if you're mine to this. It's not a goodbye, cause that would break us. So I say, see you later. See you later. Am I walking away from the person that I could call? Yeah, my heart says stay, but my legs are walking on their own. Pack my bags, yeah, pack my bags so full I could barely zip it. Pack my bags, but the best I have, oh, oh, couldn't fit you in it. It's not a goodbye, but it don't feel like. When we're both crying in this broke down elevator, I know you're scared, cause I'm scared too. You're only mine if you're mine to this. It's not a goodbye, cause that would break us. So I say, see you later.
Times I've ever known. And I believe there is a time for meditation in cathedrals of our own. Now I have seen that sad surrender in my lover's eyes, and I can only stand apart and sympathize. For we are always what our situations hand us. See the sadness or euphoria. So we'll argue and we'll compromise and realize that nothing's ever changed. Separate conclusions are the same. Now we are forced to recognize our inhumanity. Our reason coexists with our insanity. And though we choose between reality and madness, it's either sadness or euphoria. Similarities. It's either sadness or euphoria. We'll be right back.
those who know me know that there are few musical artists that I love as much as this next guy. His name is Jason Derulo, and he was all the rage for most people my age about 5 to 10 years ago. But you know what? He never grew old for me, and I still love him. Here's Try Me by Jason.
Way that your body move all over the floor, nah, nah, nah. I'd like to find a way to get lost in you, yeah, yeah, yeah. I wanna talk to you, baby, say what's on your mind. Girl, tell me anything that you wanna do, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ain't we all just looking for some love in the night? Got a crazy feeling that I fit you just right. So try me in the morning. When the sun comes rising up, try me in the afternoon. Bet you just can't get enough. Try me in the evening. Satisfaction guaranteed. Baby, I got what you need. You gotta try.
To know each other more,
nah, nah, nah.
It's all on your face. I know you like what you see. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm the one for you, baby, but you can take your time.
I'ma take my time.
Let the music bring your body to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we are just looking for some love in the night.
Looking for some
got
love.
Got a crazy in feeling that I fit you just right.
So try me in the morning. When the sun comes rising up,
try me in the afternoon. Bet you just can't get enough.
Try me in the evening. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Baby, I got what you need. You gotta try me.
I know. I got what you need. You gotta try me.
Bring that body closer.
Finicky.
I wanna feel your skin up on mine.
Like I already know ya. I'm grabbing that ass from behind. As we dirty wine, I got chills down my spine. As we dirty wine, girl, we might be meant to be.
So try me in the morning when the sun comes rising up.
Try me in the afternoon, bet you just can't get enough.
Try me.
An absolute great jam by none other than the one and only Jason Derulo, as he likes to say before all of his songs. We're coming almost to an end, so here's the penultimate song, Brooks and Dunn, Luke Combs, fantastic. This one's for all the country people out there, of which I know there are fewer.
Turn my life around. Whoa.
That was Brooks and Dunn and Luke Combs with Brand New Man. Thank you very much for listening to the first episode of Who's On First with me, DJ David Meyer. Catch me on Twitter at Meyer and Goliath. And I had a wonderful guest, Anna, and you can catch her a cappella group, The Jackson Jills, Eve Awaits, new album on streaming services of your preference. I hope you enjoyed this. I just had an absolute blast. I cannot wait to be on air. This has been the first Who's On First, and here is Fatboy Slim with Praise You to play me out.
We've come a long, long way together, through the hard times and the good. I have to celebrate.